Okay, we're about to begin Slichos, which is fundamentally, Slichos is an enhancement of our Tfilos. It's an enhancement of all the other Tfilos Hayom, and given this opportunity for an extra Tfilah, for an extra enhancement of our Tfilah, it's very Kedai, I think, just to think about what it is that we should be davening for. And I just want to share with you one very simple and straightforward idea. Meaning if in 20 minutes from now you cannot summarize what I said in one sentence, then I will have failed. It's really just one sentence. I'm going to elaborate a little bit though. The Marsha Maseches Brachos and Dav Zayin wonders why it is that we daven for Ruchnius. After all, Hakol Bidei Shemayim Chutz Mir Shemayim. You know, if you want to be a Talmud Chacham, so learn a lot, and you'll be a Talmud Chacham. You want to be a tzaddik, so don't do averus and do a lot of mitzvahs, and you'll be a tzaddik. Daven nicely, and you'll be a tzaddik. Why is it we daven to the Ribono Shel Olam for these things? These things are totally up to us, and it's a fascinating question. But the premise of the question is that we do daven for these things. I mean, there's no doubt that we daven for Ruchnius. The Gemara Nida Daf Ayin tells us. Rav Yonasan Sachs is very fond of quoting this Gemara, that when the Jews of Alexandria Shel Mitzrayim asked, Ma yasa adam v'yechkam, what can a person do to become a Talmud Chacham? They were told, Yarba b'yeshiva. And they said, yeah, but a lot of people are Yarba b'yeshiva, and they don't become Talmidei Chachamim. They do a lot of learning, and they try, and they don't become Talmidei Chachamim. So Gemara says, no, they were told, Yispalu l'mi she'achach meshalav. In addition to being Yarba B'Yeshiva, you also have to daven to the one who's in charge of Chachma. And the Gemara says, both ingredients are critical. Ha, below ha, lo sagya. It's almost like a joke in Lander College already that everybody knows that if Rav Sachs is speaking, he's going to say, ha, below ha, lo sagya. That you have to do both. That you have to, ha, below ha, lo sagya. If you don't put in ishtadlus and you don't daven, then it's not going to be enough. It's not going to be sufficient. A person has to daven for success in Ruchnius. You know, the Gemara Brachas Tav Ches says, Al Zos Yispalil Kol Chacham Le'is Mitzo. According to one opinion, the Gemara says, Zu Torah, that wanting to be successful in Torah is not enough. We need to daven for success in learning. Just a few months ago, we had Rabbi Gladstein speak here, and he told us about an interaction he had when he was a little boy. He said he was a little boy, and he saw Rav Avigdor Miller, and he asked, Rav Avigdor Miller, why do we daven for Chaye Olam Haba in benching? After all, you behave and you'll go to Olam Haba. Why do we daven for Chaye Olam Haba? And he said, I remember Rav Miller looked at me and he said, if you want it, you daven for it. And that's a klal in life. Whatever it is that you want, if you want it, you daven for it. Whether you think this is something that should be more of a hishtadlus-oriented thing, less of a hishtadlus-oriented thing, if you want it, you daven for it. Tefillah is so important to accomplish anything. The Chiddush Arim has an unusual spin on the phrase Hakol Bidei Shamayim Chutz Meir Shamayim. The Chiddush Arim says that it means that when you daven for anything else, Hakol, that's all Bidei Shamayim. Your tefillah about Hakol, your tefillah about everything, that's all Bidei Shamayim. You have no idea if it's going to be answered or not. That's a yes or a no. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to decide to grant it or not to grant it. Chutz Meir Shamayim. When you daven for Yir Shamayim, that's not. That's not maybe that Hashem will answer it, maybe He won't. Yir Shemayim, you know, there's no question that the tefillah is going to be answered. Meaning, when we daven for Ruchnius, it's a more powerful tefillah, it's a tefillah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is more likely to listen to than when we daven for things that we typically daven for. Good things, I'm not talking about people who daven for silly things, good things that we daven for. We daven for refuos, we daven for yeshuos, we daven for really, really important things. When we daven for Ruchnius, there's something more powerful about that. The Mishnah Brachos in Daf Chav Ches tells us, Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana, Hayim Espalu b'knisasu l'beis ha-medrash u'b'yitziyasu tefila k'tzara. On his way in and on his way out of the beis ha-medrash, he would daven a tefila k'tzara. Amru lo, ma makom l'tefila zu? What's this tefila about? Amru lehem, b'knisasi ani mispalu shlo yere dvar takala al yaday, u'b'yitziyasi ani nosin hoda al chelki. That I daven that I shouldn't mess up in my learning, in my piskei halacha, and then when I leave, I say thank you to the Ribono Shel Olam. We have to thank the Ribono Shel Olam as well, and that's a critical element also. Part of tefillah is to think back not only about the gashmias that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us. Think about all of the opportunities in Ruchnius, and the growth in ruchnius that the Ribbono Shel Olam has given us, whether it's been picking up a new shir that we've been enjoying, a new Torah teacher that we found online, a new sefer that we discovered that we never saw before, something new in ruchnius that we got, a new connection to tefillah maybe that we never had before, something, and thanking the Ribbono Shel Olam for our successes in ruchnius. We daven on both ends in ruchnius, on the way before that we daven that we should have it, and we daven afterwards. Hoda'a for ruchnius. And the Gemara tells us what the text was in the Beis Medrash. You know, on his way into the Beis Medrash. B'chnisasu mahu omer. Yiratam lufnach Hashem elokai shel yara dvar takala al yadai v'lo akashal b'dvar alacha v'yismuchu b'chaveray v'lo omer al tamay tar v'al tar tamay v'lo yikashlu chaveray b'dvar alacha v'esmach behem. It's an amazing combination of things. He davens not only to learn well and to say the right thing and to not mess up, but yismuchu bi chaveray shlo kashal bedvar alacha, but shlo yichshuvu chaveray shlo yichshuvu chaveray bedvar alacha, a sense of achdus, because that's also critical to ruchnius. A person cannot succeed in ruchnius if he's not connected to Klal Yisrael. If a person is on his own, his bodedus is a thing, but that doesn't mean separation from Klal Yisrael. It means that a person has to be comfortable being alone sometimes also, but not existentially alone. We're always together with the tzibur. And if a person feels disconnected from the tzibur, if a person feels disconnected from Klal Yisrael, that has a major impact on their own ruchnius. Be it yasa mahu omer, moda ani lefanach Hashem elokai shesamta chelki miyoshvei beis hamedrash, v'losamta chelki miyoshvei kronos. Shana mashkim v'heim mashkimim. Ani mashkim l'dvei Torah v'heim mashkim l'dvarim b'telim. Ani amel v'heim amelim. Ani amel mekablim sachar v'heim amelim v'einam mekablim sachar. Ani ratz v'heim ratzim. Ani ratz l'chayelim abba v'heim ratzim l'ver shachas. A whole tefillah, we're familiar with it from a Siyum Masechta, but it's a whole tefillah that basically says, Ribbono Shel Olam, what I'm most grateful for is the ability to succeed in ruchnius. It's an unbelievable point of emphasis in our tefillah. Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Gilyon on the Shulchan Aruch in Yardeh Sim Shinayim Vav writes that tefillahs Ahava Rabba Bekavana is a sgula for atzlacha in learning. That when a person davens Ahava Rabba Bekavana, in the Sefer Derech Etzchaim, he quotes Rav Zalman Meltzer, said that his Rebbe, the Netziv, used to say that any day that he didn't cry while saying Ahava Rabba, he was not Mechadish Chidushei Torah that day. If you know how much the Netziv wrote, you imagine there weren't too many such days. But he said any day that he didn't cry when saying Ahava Rabba, he was not Mechadish Chidushei Torah that day. Rav Yisrael Reisman pointed out, most of us, any day that we didn't cry when we said Ahava Rabba, we're not Mechadish Chidushei Torah either. But for the Netziv, that's a bigger deal, because normally he was Mechadish Chidushei Torah. You know, on Shabbos, there's an Isser of Bakashas Tzrachim. But there may be an exception to that Isser. We're not supposed to ask for our personal needs. Are you allowed to ask for Ruchnius-related needs? Says the Mishnah Berurah in Reish Beches, Sivkat Nechav Beis. Kasvo Achronim, Demutra Lomer, B'Shabbos Elokai, Ad Shalom Atzarti, Yihirata. De'eno Asur She'el Tzrachim, Ela Kishem Evakish Al-Choli U'Parnasa, V'Doma Lo Yishtar Lufanav. That when are we not allowed to be mvakish tzrachim on Shabbos? That's when you're davening for the things we normally daven for. When you're davening for refuah, when you're davening for parnasa. Aval charatas avonos tov lomar b'chol yom. Kiven sheinu b'lashon vidui. But even on Shabbos, you could daven for ruchnius. Even on Shabbos, you could daven for tshuva. Even on Shabbos, you could have a bakasha that our Kodesh Baruch Hu should be mechaper our avonos. And that's something that seems to be widely accepted. In Poskim, they bring a raya. Mishabura says that a woman should daven for children who are mi'irim b'torah right after lighting candles. L'chora, she was ready mekabel Shabbos. When she lit candles, she was mekabel Shabbos. How could she do a bakasha? She's going to do a bakasha to have children on mi'irim b'torah. Elamai, you see that you're allowed to be mevakish tzrachim. But there's a point that some of the Poskim say it's not a raya. They say, no, maybe you're not allowed to be mevakish tzrachim on Shabbos. And a woman lighting candles on Shabbos is different. The Tshuva Sateret Paz, Chilek Aleph Krach Beis, Yerodeya and the Ha'aro Simen Beis Ha'aro Zayin, rejects the raya based on Aran and Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed Beis. He says, we can't say Avinu Malkeinu on Rosh Hashanah Shechal B'Shabbos, but you do say Avinu Malkeinu when Yom Kippur is Chal on Shabbos. Why? What's the difference? You know why we say Avinu Malkeinu when Yom Kippur is Chal on Shabbos? Because Imlo Achshav Emasai. Because it is a time that's such an ace rutzon for tefillah that we just can't pass up that kind of opportunity for tefillah. Says the Tshuva Sateres Paz, it could be that it's usher to be mevakish tzrachav, even in Ruchnius on Shabbos. But a woman is still allowed to be mevakish for banim mi'irim betorah after candle lighting because it is such an ace ratzon. And what you see from here is that when there's an ace ratzon, when there's a time where tefillah is known to be specifically accepted, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's heart is wide open for a tefillah, when there's a time of Anila Dodi V'Dodi Li, when there's a time of calling out to Hashem because He's close to us, that's a time of Neis Ratzon, that's a time where we have to take advantage of the tefillah, even against the halacha, says the Ataris Paz. We have to take advantage of those tefillahs. But what kind of tefillahs do we daven in those times? There's nothing more important than davening for our ruchnias. Rav Schwab, in his commentary to tefillah, writes that the bracha of Rifa'enu is not only a bracha for physical refuah, it's a bracha for spiritual refuah. When suffering through the pandemic, the initial attention was paid rightfully to the physical refuahs. And as time progresses, we increasingly recognize the need for spiritual refuahs as well. I was talking to someone who was a head counselor in a summer camp this past summer, and he told me that it's a bad matzav spiritually. That children are in a worse place than he remembers in all his years dealing with kids. He said for the first time, kids got off the bus, and I'm going to say things straight out because I don't care anymore, I'm old enough. The kids got off the bus high on the way to camp. They came off the bus high. It wasn't even like something, off the bus. So he's never seen that before. Usually it took a couple of days till they'd be comfortable enough to try something like that. This is not a good thing. It turns out having school and friends and teachers and Rebbeim who couldn't interact normally is really important for kids. Rebbeim and yeshivas in Israel aren't really sure how to handle it because now they, instead of having first year based medrash guys, they have 11th graders. They have people with the maturity of an 11th grader in terms of learning and in terms of maturity. We haven't fared particularly well spiritually, and we need to daven for a refuah, a spiritual refuah for us and for our children. You know, we want to experience Malchus Shemayim and Rosh Hashanah, but we need to actively daven to be Mekabel Pnei HaMelech. Slichos is the only time that we have very clear direction from Hashem exactly how to daven. You know, everything else, Hashem Knesset Gedol had to figure out, but the Ribbono Shel Olam himself wrote the Yirgim L'Midos. He's the one that gave us that key. The Gemara tells us, Rosh Hashanah. Rav Asher Weiss told a friend of mine asked, should he go to Eretz Yisrael? He was going to go right after Rosh Hashanah, quarantine, and then be out of quarantine in time for Yom Kippur. And Rav Asher Weiss said, but Slichos, you're not going to be able to daven Slichos with a minyan? Not worth being in Eretz Yisrael if you can pass up Slichos with a minyan. He said, but during the summer, I come and I daven Shachos Mincha Maariv without a minyan at quarantine. Yeah. Not slichos. Slichos without a minyan, not worth it. Yeah, my friend pushed and he got him to agree to let him go, but still. That was his knee-jerk reaction. Slichos? A rabbi asked me recently if he should have an early night slichos, because since people who don't come to shachrus will come to slichos, if it's early enough for them. A very halachically questionable decision that people are making, but that's an intuition about the importance of slichos, about the chashivos of slichos. So what's the yisod of the magical tefillah? What we do is we simply describe the midos of Hashem. We simply express that we have somewhat of an understanding of the Ribbono Shel Olam and that we're yearning for a greater understanding of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So we have a crisis of ruchnius, and it's something that we have to daven for. There was a shmuz that Rabbi Yisrael Kamenetsky gave to Shana Aleph Rebbeim recently on NCSY Kollel. You could find it online. And he was telling them what to be prepared for. He said, there is more underage drinking now than there ever was. It is mamish, it's of proportions that we've never seen before. Rebbeim and yeshivas are telling the kids straight up, okay, I know you're all going to go out and get drunk tonight, because that's what everybody's doing. Because they were home, they were watching their parents drinking the whole pandemic, and you know, even if it was difficult to get drugs, because it was easy to get alcohol. There's a terrible lack of achdus and a terrible lack of respect for each other in our communities. And again, to the extent that we can't be connected to Klal Yisrael, we suffer spiritually for such things. Pikuach nefesh is docha kol haTorah kula. For sure. But that doesn't change the fact that when we had to be docha so much of kol haTorah kula, it had a major impact. We lost a lot. We've been talking about silver linings of COVID for a year and a half, but let's be real. We need to daven for our ruchnias. We need to daven to be better in ruchnias. We need to daven to know how to daven. We need to daven for our children's ruchnias. This is the time of year, according to the Ramchal, in Derech Hashem, Hashem expands the methods through which we can reach Him. Neuberger pointed out, the tefillos of these days often place the Shliach Tzibur as an advocate on behalf of the community, which seems inconsistent with Karav Hashem L'chol Karav, because after all, we should all be able to reach out for ourselves. The Ramchal argues that contrary to human judges and rulers who distance themselves from their subjects in times of judgment, they place pomp and protocol to create that distance. HaKadosh Baruch Hu expands the ways in which we can petition Him, including using others, including pleading via our Shlichei Tzibur. So it's a time that we cannot waste. Slichos are very, very critical because it's such an obvious example of going beyond our normal limits. We're staying up later, we're waking up earlier, we're fitting it into our schedules because we want to daven more. So, and this is the time where HaKadosh Baruch Hu's heart is wide open and ready for our tefillos. And with all of the very important tefillos that we're going to daven, and refuos are extremely important, and we have to daven for the safety of the world, and we don't know, this pandemic that was supposed to be over just keeps on coming back, and it keeps, and we don't know what the future holds. We have no idea. And we have to daven for all of those things. But let's not forget to daven for ruchnias. Let's not forget to daven for our own growth in Yiras Shamayim, our own growth in our connectedness to Klal Yisrael, because again, to the extent that we're not connected to Klal Yisrael, to the extent that we have friends that feel disenfranchised from Klal Yisrael, and we all do have friends that feel disenfranchised from our community, disenfranchised from Klal Yisrael, disenfranchised from major segments of Klal Yisrael, it hurts our ruchnias, it hurts their ruchnias. We need to be together in order to reach the Ribono Shel Olam. I generally use this time to be extremely positive and not to say anything negative. You know, there's a minute we don't even mention the word Aveira on Rosh Hashanah Chet. We don't even have an Egos because it's somewhat kind of like the Gematria of Chet. But I just feel in my heart that there's a lot of pain on the ruchnius level. I feel in my heart that the Ribono Shel Olam needs a little more nachas from us. And as Rabbi Victor Miller said, if you want it, you daven for it. And that has to be the focus of our tefillos. Refuos, yeshuos for sure, but let's not forget to daven for our ruchnius.